Father, Lord, I thank you as we are here gathered together, another opportunity this day to reflect upon the sacrifice of the Christ, and an opportunity for us to do something for him. I pray, Lord, that you speak to us today. And I give you the glory and the praise. And as always, I declare that the entrance of your word does indeed bring light. And it gives understanding to the simple. Cause it to be so even today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Here's what the Lord spoke to me this morning. I was coming into this room to do something else. I was going to do some prayers. There were certain things I wanted to pray about for different people that the Lord put in my heart. But then the Lord just spoke a name into my heart, you know. And this is the truth. And he said, Ray Bolts. And I said, Ray Bolts. Then I remembered that name. I don't even think I have played any of his songs on this platform forever since we started. And then I looked him up and I saw an album. Well, I just saw the artist and many of his songs. And as I looked down, the Lord drew my eyes to two of them. And I said, play those. And I just started to play the first one. Oh my goodness, I just melted. And then I knew what the Lord wanted me to share this morning. And then when I played the second one, oh my goodness. Then I knew what the Lord wanted me to share this morning. And I don't care if it's one person only that hears this today. You need to hear it. Because this is straight from the heart of the Father. And I just pray that, you know, as I open my mouth this morning, the Lord will speak to us, to me first. And then to everyone. I'm going to read a story for us in a minute. But first, I want us to reflect. You know, sometimes we think about the Lord's sacrifice on so-called Good Friday or whatever. You know, and once a year, we think of what the Lord did. And then Resurrection Weekend, a few days later, we think about that as well. But I tell you, you know, this is what we should be thinking about all the time. What Christ did for us ought to inspire us to do something on his behalf. And I want to share a story with us this morning as the Lord is bringing it to my heart. I'm just going to be speaking to us this morning. I trust it was straight from the heart of the Father. Not too much preaching, but speaking. But this story, which I must tell this morning, comes from Jesus himself, how he told it. And we'll find this story in Matthew chapter 25. And many stories that he told in that place. And this one that I want to read to us today, I'm going to read it from verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all his holy angels with him, Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Now, I want to us to reflect on that. We, you know, we told this story a few days ago when we were talking. I alluded to this story a few days ago when we were talking about the kingdom prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Now, that was the verse that I focused on out of this story. The fact that the kingdom had been prepared for us from before the foundation of the world. But today, let's consider another aspect. And this song we listened to at the beginning, you know, was a different rendition of a similar story. Now, in this case, it was Jesus saying that to the people that did something good for him. The song we listened to, it was the recipient of the good deed that was testifying how that simple good deed changed their life. And I want to give a shout out to the Sunday school teachers today. Because that song spoke about, you know, you used to teach in my Sunday school. And, you know, they don't get the acclaim like us preachers who stand on this stage and have the mic. The whole world says we celebrate you and this and that, you know, but this little old Sunday school teacher, every day she or her, him is there, he or she, and week after week, teaching these little ones the word of God. And one day, as that story in the song went, on that day when we stand before the Lord, one person steps up and say, you don't know me now, but you used to teach in my Sunday school. Ah. You don't know me now, but one day you gave me drink. You don't know me now, but one day a missionary came to your church. And when he was telling of those stories and how those hungry people in all those dark regions and underdeveloped places, his story touched your heart and you gave a little money. And that is the reason I'm here today. And on we can reflect on stories such as that. I want to give a shout out to missionaries that are out there putting their lives in jeopardy every single day. I want to give a shout out to people who are out evangelizing. We listened to one of that song where someone, the Roman soldier, said, "You carry his cross." That's a beautiful story, a rendition of what was actually we saw that's in the Gospels, you know. That, you know, there, but you know, it's a beautiful way of putting that picture out there. And I want to talk of us about us today. Of us, I want to talk to us today about us carrying his cross. Now, let's talk about, you know, someone, you know, who had to carry, you know, the cross. What was it all about? And what does it really mean, you know, for us to help Jesus carry his cross? Well, what kind of cross? Today, we know there was one cross on which Jesus paid, you know, a ransom for the life of the world. That cross. Only Jesus could carry that one. But there are other crosses that we can help Jesus carry. The song we learned, we listened to, you know, the person that was told to carry the cross that Jesus, that was too heavy for Jesus at that time to carry. Well, he didn't really want to do it, but, you know, he had to do it. Now, what about us today? Are we willing to help Jesus carry the cross, some cross? I'll talk about that a little bit. The crosses that we may help Jesus carry today are the ones in the story that we read out of Matthew chapter 25. The heart of Christ is still bleeding over people that are suffering. And maybe, you know, all they need is at the moment a cup of water. You know, maybe that's all they needed. Maybe all they need at a point in time is, you know, a little morsel of bread. Maybe what they need at some point of time is something to keep themselves warm. You know, there's a story of a man that was forced to carry the cross of Jesus. In three of the Gospels, we find this story. Matthew 27, right around verse 32. Mark chapter 15, right around verse 21. And Luke chapter 23, right around verse 26. We found this man who was forced to carry the cross of Christ. And as I was listening to that other song, that second song, I just remembered that this thing is actually in the scriptures somewhere. And today, we don't need to be forced. We just need to think of what it is, you know, that Christ did, you know, what is it that Christ did? And all the pain and suffering that he went through. He just needs a little help, you know, to reach out to somebody else that can come and touch him, hem of his garment, feel the warmth of his embrace, experience the love of Christ, hear about the love of Christ, or even, you know, a humanitarian deed that we would do for somebody else. There was a man of Cyrene called Simon by name. They compelled him to carry the cross of Christ. It's in those places in the scriptures where I read. Today, nobody is compelling us to carry his cross. But something should compel us. The grace of God that brought salvation, the love of Christ that made him go through that for us on the cross. And today, there are places that Jesus can't reach. Because he's gone. And he said, when I am gone, you will do the same things that I did. And you'll be able to do more because you have more time. Because I'm gone to the Father. There is a person that just needs a little help. You know, and maybe it is the help that you give them that's going to lead them to a place where they will be saved. We don't know. I heard a story one time. Was a homeless person. He used to be homeless right here in the city, Phoenix, Arizona. There was a time our church, GMI Church, when we first started, we had this homeless ministry that we did for every Saturday for 3.5 years or so. And I wonder then, you know, whether or not it was actually fruitful. Because it was just random people all the time. You know, it wasn't the same set of people. You really couldn't build a church based on homeless people. We would go out there, minister to them. We even bought a bus just for that reason, bring them to church. But it was a different group every Saturday. And then on Sunday, we'd come back. On Saturday, we'd say, well, you guys want to go to church tomorrow? You stay over here. You see that blue van? You come on in. And, you know, week after week, it was a different person. I mean, different sets of people. And we would go there on Saturday with a blowhorn. We would preach and give them food, and would make, during the cold seasons, we would, you know, make hot cocoa or whatever and some sandwiches and various things and hand out tracts and talk to them and so on. I often wonder that sometimes they just throw the tracts, I mean, the tracts on the ground and so on. I have to pick up after that. And then one day I heard a story, a true story. There was a woman that used to be homeless in that very place, you know, and she found a tract that somebody had thrown away somewhere, maybe in the trash or something. It wasn't our tract, but somebody else's tract. That was even before we used to go there. And she read the tract, it touched her life, she gave her life to Christ. It turned out on the day that we would hear this story, it was my son that was graduating from college. There's a Christian college here in Phoenix, Grand Canyon University. And so they like to tell stories around that. So they brought the story of this woman. At that time, the woman, her life was now changed somehow. She had gone to school, got out of that. It was a long story. But she got out of that situation finally, cleaned up her life somehow, gone to school, got some education. And at the time that story was being told, she was working on her PhD program, you know, and she came with a whole bunch of kids to the stage that day, and they sang for Christ and different things, told her story. Even while she was homeless, somebody tried to take the shoes that she had. She was shot, you know, on one of her feet and around the ankles. They showed on a video, they showed the hole in her leg, or her, you know, around her ankle. They stole her shoes. Shoes was worn, but somebody else wanted it more badly than she did. Shot her in the foot so she couldn't run after them and took the shoes off of her. And she went through a lot, but one day she found that tract, and one thing led to another, and when she was giving her story. And it was in the days when Laura Bush was First Lady of the United States. As this woman's story reached her ears, and somehow the story went, I don't know if it was viral or whatever, but at least, you know, went all over the place, you know. And Laura Bush actually made a video and sent, and they showed that video that day, talking about this woman. And I just broke down, you know, because I thought that all that stuff that we were doing was meaningless. Yeah. You bring all these people to church every week, and you know, the next week they're gone. It's another round of people. The next week, gone. A round of people. And I thought, well, I don't know. Is this thing really worth it? Until I heard that story. And I want to say to us today that, you know, every time you give out a little tract, every time you do a little good work for the Lord, thank you. Thank you for doing it for the Lord, because you to touch somebody's life. For the missionaries that are doing, every time you know, send money, you know, to help those who are disadvantaged, and those, or you spend your time, you know, thank God we have a ministry in our church now that's doing that every week. You know, we stopped for a while, but now we have opportunity to do even more. God has favored us with, you know, the Phoenix Impact Center, the food pantry, and all the work they're doing there. Thank you to all those people who are doing it. You know, thank you for each time that you've given out the Word of God to somebody. And you never know when, you know, what lives you touch. One day somebody came to our church a few years ago, and he had found a tract. You know, this was around the time of COVID or so, that somebody had thrown on the corridor of his apartment complex. And he saw that tract. And that tract was actually far from the place where we had gone out to share tracts. So somebody must have taken it and then tossed it. But he found it, picked it up, saw the address, and came to church. Next day, he was so broken, you know, and I saw the man was broken. I didn't know what he was broken about, you know. So he went out to the front, knelt down to pray. So I went down, there, knelt down beside him. Just kind of put my hand around him and pray with him. When the world is going on, you know. And he told a story. His story was one of tragedy. Double homicide in his family. His girlfriend, who had a child for him, they had both been killed or something. And he was so broken. But he thought that he could find solace, by reaching out to a church. When he saw that track, he came to church. One thing led to another, ministered to him that day, some comfort and different things. I don't know where he's at. I can't say that, if I saw him, I would ever recognize him again. He never came back. But who knows the story? Maybe one day that man will stand up and say, thank you for giving the tract. It wasn't me that gave that tract. It wasn't me at all. Thank you for giving the tract to that person that threw it away. And you never know. Someday it may not be a tract. It may be an act of kindness. Jesus is talking about those acts of kindness here. He said, you saw somebody one day that was thirsty. You gave them water to drink. He said, that was me. I said, how could that have been you? You've been gone for 2,000 years. And Jesus said, well, if you did it to that person, you did it to me. My goodness, think about that. And it's not just about our own immediate families only. Sometimes some people are kind to their immediate families, as should be expected. What about a total random stranger that you don't know anything about? Maybe an act of kindness can change their lives. Jesus said, when I was in prison, you visited me. He said, prison? No. Well, yeah, he said, that time you went to prison and you did this and this, it was me. So we see that the Lord is watching. And everything that we are doing, thank you. When the one day that the Lord will say thank you will be more than worth it all. To say thank you. Enter thou into a kingdom prepared for you from before the world began. That would be worth anything that you ever heard. Those kind acts that we may do. So never neglect to do it, because you don't know who you might be entertaining, the scripture says. For all the times that you ministered grace to somebody, that you help them through a difficult situation. It wasn't only because you had the microphone and you were the preacher. It was the little things that you did. Jesus wasn't even talking here about the people that went out preaching the gospel. He was just talking about the people that did some good. So whether you were preaching the gospel, touching lives, helping somebody's, structuring these young ones in Sunday school, helping to give away food every opportunity you get, reaching out to people, loving on some, miserable person. All of these things, I want to say thank you on behalf of the Lord. To everyone that's doing a good act, a good deed, thank you. I don't know why the Lord wanted me to say that today. Maybe to encourage somebody, because I wasn't thinking about it. I had something else I wanted to do. I might still do a little bit of that. But, this the Lord spoke to my heart. as I come on here this morning. And it was in an indirect way. For those of you that didn't hear it, maybe you joined later. I had something else prepared. Corporate prayers was what I wanted to do because I had some people I wanted to pray for and some situations this morning. But I was getting ready, sitting at my desk, getting myself together, you know, getting my sound system to play some worship music. The Lord dropped a name. And I hadn't played that person's song. I had not played that person's song on this platform since we started, I don't think. Just dropped a name. And I wasn't even thinking about that person. I was like, oh, and I had to think about it for a minute. So I looked it up, found an album. The Lord drew my attention to two songs. I said, play those. I said, okay. And as I began to play, I didn't even know what the songs were. When I started to, I played a short clip of the songs myself first. I always try to play the song before I play it here, see what it is, see what the lyrics are. And I said, oh my goodness, I remember that song. And I don't know, you know, I don't even think I heard that song. Any one of those two songs. I don't think I heard them for years. But as I begin to play the song, first one just melted my heart. The Holy Spirit began to speak to me. Then I knew what he wanted me to say. You know. And as the Lord said, thank you. There are people that will say thank you to you. You don't know them now. But don't be weary in well-doing. Because the things that you're doing, you may be putting together little flyers, you know, that call out the word of God, little clips here and there. And say, hey, you know, this man of God preached this word. Hey, listen to it, send it out, and so forth. And you may think, well, you know, I don't know. But it's going to touch somebody. I mean, you may be helping out in one way or another, not the most celebrated way initially, but you don't know what lives you may be touching. I want to say thank you to everyone that's helped Christ or is helping Christ to carry a cross. You know, the Lord thanks you. And the cross is not the same one necessarily that Christ had to die on, but you know, there is still crosses to be carried, still places that Jesus wanted to reach or still need to reach. There's still lives he needs to touch. There's sufferings that Jesus still need to help alleviate. And you may be the one that will pour a little water on a thirsty ground. You may be the one that will speak. Scripture says a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. I mean, you may be, you know, the one that will speak a word that will be like it's seasoned with grace to bring soothing to somebody. I mean, you may be the one that may be a lifesaver. You may not know it. It may be something you said to somebody. I might save their life, physically and spiritually. It may be one act of kindness. And someday, as the story went in that song, the one that stood up and said, you don't know me, but it was this thing you did that trickled down to my life and caused this change. And that's why I'm here today. And I say that to everyone that's doing whatever it is you're doing, you know, brightening the corner that you are, teaching in Sunday school, helping those little kids, keep doing it. Thank you for the work. Are you putting out the tracks, the clips, the scripture snacks, so to speak? I call it scripture snacks. You put out that people can just, you know, meditate on. Thank you. For all the preachers also that are preaching the word of God. for the missionaries, for the helpers in the ministry. You know, for those, you know, some of them, their job is just to make the place of worship ready for worship. Thank you. You know, for those who are doing one thing or the other behind the scene to make sure the ministry is working, right? Thank you. For those that lend a helping hand here and there, whatever. Thank you. And wouldn't it be wonderful on that day, like the story we heard in that song, that you would hear people? I guarantee you there's stories. Those stories are real. And you, there's so many people that your life, I mean, so many lives that your actions have touched that you don't know. And you will never know. You know, something you did, some what you thought was a random act. Nothing was random. The Lord sees everything. And it's even most beautiful when it's coming from the Lord himself said, you know, that time you did this and that. Somebody will step up and say it, and the Lord will step up and say it again too. Like, you did that for me. It was for me you did it. I don't remember doing it. Well, he said, you did. And then on the flip side, I don't even want to talk about that, but it's there. The flip side is every chance we had to do that good thing and we didn't do it. You know, that's a horrible one. The Lord said, well, you didn't do it. I mean, you saw me, I was naked, you know, I was destitute, I was in prison, I was sick, you know, I needed a word, I needed some loving, I needed some consolation, I needed this and this, and you turned your back on me. I never saw you do that. I in the world, I would have loved on you if I saw you. I would have done this and that. I said, well, all those people that you had a chance to do it to that you didn't do it, it was me you didn't do it to. And then, you know, those ones went away shameful and sorrowful. But for everyone that did the little acts of kindness, you know, and just think about the word of life. When you share that, it could be so powerful. It could be a tract. It could be, you know, an audio clip. It could be a video clip. It could be your word yourself directly. Say something to somebody. It could be, you know, especially when you say it out of love. And, you know, they may walk away from that situation and not even do anything about it. But you never know. Because, you know, Paul was describing it. He said, look, it is the Lord that gives the increase, you know. I may sow, Apollos may water, or Apollos may sow, and I may water, or you may sow, and somebody else may water, or somebody else may sow, and you may water, but it's the Lord that gives the increase. You know, even when you speak to somebody and they say they want to give their life to Christ, you may not be the first person that spoke to them. You know, you may be reaping where somebody else had sowed. You don't know. You know, and so it's not for us to think we got anybody saved. You don't know all the work that's gone before they came to that point. You know, the Lord is the one that knows. And the things that we do for which we have no reward, that's the one for which I'm talking to you today about and say thank you from the Lord. And the Lord has a way that he will reward you. But if we do it, though, on the other hand, I must caution, if we do it and we broadcast it all the time, you know, so to be known of men that we are doing it, well, Jesus said, well, you have your reward. And, you know, there's nothing else for you to be rewarded about because you already have your reward. Now, think about that. But there is some reward to be received of the Lord when we have received no reward whatsoever, no recognition. You know, Praise the Lord. Recognition that was not sought, that was given, is good too. That's okay, because the Bible says, let another praise thee and not thy own lips. You know, so, you know, if that comes, that's okay. But you immediately turn it back and say, all the glory belongs to God, and you just move on. That's what you do. And that's the only way you're going to get the reward again from the Lord. Immediately give the glory back to God. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I wanted to talk to us about today. Well, that's not what I wanted to talk to you about today. That's what the Lord wanted me to talk today. I wanted us to pray. And I still want to do a little bit of that, you know, just to pray corporately for one another. You know, because, you know, sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we do know, but then oftentimes we don't know what people are going through. And it's amazing. And I learned over the last several weeks, even at our church, I learned situations where I didn't even know existed. Can you imagine? And, you know, people come to church and they're looking good. They're smiling at you. They're, you know, and you look at them and you have no idea. Unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. And most of the time, he doesn't. You know, you have no idea, you know, what they might be going through. And in Psalm 42, the psalmist said, you know, I went to the house of God with those that kept holy day. Yeah, but, you know, while he was there, a lot of things were broken in his life. You know, so why is it then that people go with the multitude to the house of God and yet things are broken in their lives? You may not know. Listen to this. You know, I'm going to read Psalm 42, then we're going to pray. As the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night. You know, when they continually say unto me, where is thy God? People are going through situations that may bring mockery and shame in their situation. Others may not really know it. And situations where they will say, well, where's your God? And you've been praying about this thing for so long. He said, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. Listen to this. I'd gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God. There are a lot of people going to church today. Some have already gone. Some will still be. You know, that have brokenness in them from one situation or the other. Not the kind of brokenness that's good. Some brokenness is good, you know. When the Holy Spirit breaks you down and makes you come to the cross and so forth, that's good. You know, but I'm talking about, you know, brokenness of despair, of discouragement, of loss and different things. You know, people just, they don't have it together. But they put on their nice clothes and, you know, clean up their face. If they're women, they put up their makeup or whatever, and, you know, wear their nice clothes, they come to church. You say, well, you know, people are jumping up and down and said, I went to the house of God with those that kept holy day. You know, I was there with the voice of joy and praise, and they're singing praise in the Lord and so forth. You know, but yet inside of their heart, their soul is cast down. A lot of people. I want to pray for such situations today. And the psalmist said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? And he was someone, though, that knew how to dig deep, you know, and reach out to the Lord and encourage his own soul. Not everybody can do it such a good job. Some people are just despondent. You know, they're just overwhelmed. And it feels like they're all alone. And if, sometimes it's like, you know, they don't even know where to turn. It seems like the whole world has come crashing down. And again, for those who are the ministry of intercession, thank you. You know, and this is a call to prayer also. You know, when you spend time praying for people that you don't even know, or they don't know that you are praying for them, and you're not necessarily, I mean, a prayer meeting, we know we're praying for everybody. We understand that. But even the ones that you pray on your own, that they don't know that even you are praying for them. Thank you. The Lord says, thank you. You know, because you're doing it for the Lord. So thank you for doing it for the Lord. And every one thing that we do, thank you for doing it. I want to read another psalm to you to let you see how people may feel at times. You know, in Psalm 102, this man said he was praying, and he thought, you know, he thought the face of the Lord was hidden from him. Say, hear my prayer, O Lord, and hear my cry when I come to hide not thy face from me. So he probably thought the Lord's face was hidden from him. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer thou me, Lord, speedily. I mean, he probably thought, you know, maybe the Lord wasn't hearing. For my days are consumed like smoke. There are people that feel like this. My bones are burned as an earth. My heart is smitten, is what I was talking about. The brokenness. And withered like the grass, that I even forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I'm like a pelican of the wilderness. I feel all alone. I'm like an owl out in the desert all by myself. There's a lot of people that feel like that. I watch and I'm as a sparrow alone on the housetop. I mean, when situations of life are so overwhelming, people feel all alone. You may even be married, but still feel all alone. You know, you may go to church, go with people that kept holy day, but still feel all alone. Hear the voice of joy and praise, but still feel all alone. When my enemies reproach me all the day. You know, well, you may feel all alone. When they that are mad against me are sworn against me, well, I feel like I eat ashes like bread. I feel like, you know, mingled my drink with weeping. Looks like he's drinking his own tears. I mean, and sometimes he even thinks it's a great hand of the Lord against him. Indignation, that wrath, you know. Well, he said, one time I was up, you lifted me up, you cast me down. Remember, the Lord, he maketh alive, he killeth. He set it up and bring it down. And so this man thought, well, you know, I don't know. You know, I've been up and down and so forth. But right now, my days are like a shadow that declineth. I'm withered like the grass. You know. But he remembered the Lord and said, Lord, I know that thou shalt endure forever. Thy remembrance unto all generations, and thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. So I want to pray that the Lord will arise and have mercy upon everyone that's going through, you know. And I also want to pray, you know, and thank everyone that's doing one thing or the other to make somebody else's life better. Even though it feels like nothing. It feels like your sacrifices may be, you know, in vain. No, they're not. And the Lord thanks you. Thank you for doing it for the Lord. And the prayer that you are going to pray today for someone else, thank you for praying that prayer for someone else. And every time that you lift somebody else up, thank you for doing it. And the Lord one day might say, well, all those times that you prayed for me, say, I could never pray for you, Lord. You're the one. I need prayer from you. So, well, you did. And you prayed for such and such. You were praying for me. When you did such and such, you were doing it for me. Praise God. All right, now, you heard it. I spoke it from the heart. not a prepared message of any kind, but I want us to pray. First, I'm going to pray, and I want us to pray a prayer of thanksgiving on the behalf of everyone that God has enabled to be doing acts of kindness everywhere. Out preaching the word, doing Sunday school, you know, helping one way or the other. There's people, even people that go out of their way to help widows and orphans and different things. You know, the Lord says, thank you for doing it for me, saith the Lord. Thank you for doing it for Jesus. Every time you help Jesus to carry that cross, the water you gave to the person that was thirsty, that's carrying his cross. The time you gave somebody money that didn't have it, you helped Jesus carry that cross. And all the other things that every time you do it, helping Jesus carry that cross. Father, I pray, Lord, everyone that's out there, not just on this platform, but in various places, all places of your dominion, that's doing something good on behalf of Jesus. For the underprivileged, for those in need, either in need of the gospel, either in need of healing, those who are praying for somebody's life is broken and they're in need of encouragement. Every time that somebody else is praying for them and reaching out to them, the Lord says, thank you for doing that. And I pray, Lord, that those prayers and those acts of kindness and the various things that people are doing, let them come before the Lord today for a memorial in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let your good acts speak for you. Remember, there was a man in Acts chapter 10. His name was called Cornelius. He did a lot of good things in his life. He was always giving alms and helping and doing various things. And those things came up for a memorial before God. And the Lord said to him, all your good deeds have come up before the Lord for a memorial. And today is salvation coming to your house because of that. Glory to God. I pray, Lord, for everyone that's out there doing something good, helping Jesus carry some cross. Let them not be weary. And let them not feel that it's burdensome. For the commandments of the Lord are not grievous. We pray for grace to those who are out ministering the word. The Bible says, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring gospel of peace and share the good news. We pray for those that put their lives in jeopardy every day, missionaries in dangerous places of the world, that even under the penalty of death, preaching the gospel, helping Jesus carry that cross. Ah, Lord, I pray that those, the works that they are doing, will follow them also. And the Lord will remember those things will come up for a memorial before him in the name of Jesus. When it counts, the Lord will also remember you for your acts of kindness. The countless hours you've spent teaching those little ones in Sunday school and so forth. And giving of yourself selflessly like that. The hours you spend, you know, in the food pantry and other places and, you know, cooking food and making food out for, you know, the underprivileged and different things, bringing them warm clothing in winter and all the things that you do. All the times that you've spoken a kind word to somebody to help their wounds, like the Good Samaritan. Pour the oil in those wounds. All the times that you've done that, may it come up for a memorial before the Lord, both now in this life and in the hereafter, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I want to pray for those who are going through themselves. We've prayed for those who are the helpers, but now we pray for the people who are the ones that are actually going through. For everyone that's going through on this platform and wherever the sound of this may reach, whether you're going through physical illness, you or your loved one, whether you are going through, you say, my enemies reproach me all the day long. Well, there's reproaches that come in different ways. You know, whatever it is that you are facing, where the enemy say, where is your God? You've been praying about that for years. Even situation of ill health, situation of, you know, Sammy said I was up. You lifted me up and you cast me down. Yeah, there were times that you were up. Now you're down. Loss of income and different things. And it just seems like, oh my goodness, I'm in a rut right now. And am I going to climb out of this thing? Well, for every one of those situations, we're going to pray. I want to engage us to pray for one another today for just a little bit. But first, when I finish this prayer, then I'm going to engage you. Lord, for everyone that's in need, they say, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, I'm the one that's standing in need of prayer. Well, your brother and your sister too. Everyone that's in the need of a helping hand, of a ray of grace and a shining through of the sun, breaking through the clouds like that. I pray the Lord move back those clouds and let the rays of his sun shine through for you in the name of Jesus. Everyone that feels like today is a gloomy day, well, we'll pray that there will be sunshine from the Son of Righteousness in the name of Jesus. Everyone that felt like they're down and out, I pray that be a lifting up in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone also that is out doing some good, let them keep doing it and not be weary in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.